Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 25th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Pisces now, which means that you should be socialising, getting to know people around you and not being an at-home goat. Oh no, it's time to reach out to others. Can just be purely for pleasure or it can be socialising with a business theme attached. Either way, the more you can network and meet people now, the better for you. Here's your Sunday stars. What a colossal aspect between Jupiter and Pluto. Pluto, of course, is in your sign in the first house, and the link to Jupiter in Virgo is absolutely amazing in your ninth. It is full of opportunity, this, and between now and September, there are so many things that you should be doing, but listen to this, it may not be where you are now. You may need to travel or find a new location, but where you are now may not be the place to succeed. Here's your Monday stars, Venus and Neptune linking so well. There's a lot of love around you with this kind of aspect. It is lovely for a number of things. First of all, it gives you the capacity to charm others and people just love and adore you. Or it just gives you the ability to use your artistic or creative side, talents, gifts, in the most positive and productive of ways. Either ways, the opportunity is there for you to show off a little bit in a good way. Here's your Tuesday stars. The Moon and Saturn link nicely. The Moon is at the hub of this in the sign of Aries. So we're talking about home and family affairs. Now, when you get Moon and Saturn together, it's all about DIY, it's about repairs, it's about being astute and responsible. So the things have got to be done where you live or in your home, then do it now, because if you don't, you could have a disaster in your hands later, and it's so avoidable. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury zooms into your seventh house of relationships. So this is the perfect period, actually, few weeks, for you to talk to somebody in a close way. So somebody that you are very, very linked to. If you need to speak together, if you've got ideas to toss around, if there's things that you just need to get off your chest, then the next few weeks is the good time to do it. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon's in Taurus, and of course there's a very close-knit connection with you as a Capricorn. You're both earth signs. This is your fifth house, and an array of beautiful aspects means have fun, because this is about your heart's desire. It's those things that you desire to do and be with people you love to be with. There's love, there's joy, there's happiness. So whether it's loving a person or loving something you're doing, it doesn't matter. It all boils down to love. Here's your Friday stars, the most difficult aspect between Venus and Pluto. And chickens will come home to roost, if not today, then over the next few days, if you're involved in a relationship that really isn't working. It is a self-destructive aspect or just a plain destructive one. So if you bring out the worst in each other, and you don't realise now that perhaps you're going to be better off alone or apart, then you need to get real now, because only the best and goodly relationships will survive now.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.